Generation Kill, a burning dog.
Quizmaster, this is Godfather. I have you loud and clear.
Stand by for tasking. Your mission is to conduct this feint in force, uncover enemy positions prior to the main force's arrival. How copy?
Roger, solid copy on all.
It's daytime, and Ray's sitting on the ground, leaning against a Humvee as he pours powder from a sachet into a mug. Nearby, Brad, Hasser, Garza and Polk are lying on their stomachs at the top of a hill, spying a small village in the distance through binoculars. Four children are playing football in front of their home.
One, two, three, four little people outside.
Plus the three old ladies.
Look, Gabe, Haji soccer.
Tough little Haji. Huh.
A woman hits a boy with a stick.
My grandma used to beat me with a 2x4.
Your grandma mean like that, Gabe?
No, man, my grandma hit me because she loved me. She wanted me to turn out good.
Hitman 2, this is 2-1. We've had eyes on the village for over 1 hour now. There are 7 women and children. No adult males. No sign of the men who fired those mortars. I'll copy.
This is Hitman 2, solid copy.
Ray? What the fuck is that smell?
MRE cookies. What I did was I saved up all those creamer packets and all the sugars, and I mixed in peanut butter until I sort of made this...
Don't set your face on fire again.
Word to the motherfucking street, yo. I was not the one who set my face on fire. I was a fucking victim, and you know it.
Scribe.
Sergeant Colbert. I was thinking, those trees over there behind us. Maybe the guys who fired at us were in them.
Much as I appreciate Rolling Stone's tactical input, I'm confident in the birds.
Birds.
Anything moves in those trees, birds don't sing.
Scribe ponders, then nods.
Sergeant Espera?
Yeah.
Do you have any more of that Tenaction shit?
Tenaction?
Yeah, because the sting from my sack...
The village is suddenly wiped out by a huge explosion.
Did we call it, Sergeant?
Someone called it.
Fucking Godfather called it. 1,000 pounder from an AVF-18.
We don't have the full picture.
It was on fucking battalion tag.
We had mortars fire at us from somewhere near that hamlet. Maybe inside.
The bad guys shoot and scoot. By the time we hit back, they're gone.
Brad considers.
I'm not the one who asked the enemy to mix in with the civilian populace and use them as cover to attack us.
Hitman 2, RTB, over.
Roger. We're moving out.
Man. Keep making the same fucking mistakes. My fucking cookies got swept.
Polk glares at him.
What the fuck is his problem?
Brad staring at the smoke.
Come on, Ray. We're Oscar Mike.
Someone around here is hiding a mortar team.
A village.
I warn you again, we will destroy your village, not only if you yourself are hostile, but if you are harboring any enemy elements!
Vic, Gunny and Mish walk over to Captain America as he's interrogating a village elder.
Is he threatening me?
Let me guess, he's grateful to be liberated and pleased to cooperate.
These people are worse than the goddamn VC.
Dave, we've got Mish.
Not that we're doing any better than the French in Indochina. I mean, we're making every French mistake, right?
The elder speaks to Mish.
Look at this dude has some cool shit. Give me the map board.
Reno, how much longer...
Mish holds up a map, which the man studies.
Okay, he said the men came from outside. No, not from his village.
How many men?
He used the word that means a lot of dudes. Anyway, he says they're planning to ambush us once we cross the bridge. He said there are men on the east side, north side, and the west side. Hey, what? And the men on the east side, they got the big guns.
Vic looks at Captain America.
All Hitman Victors, this is Hitman. Hitman 3 is debriefing local. Hold your position.
Didn't your mom put your picture up on the Walmart Wall of Heroes?
Yep. My grandma did when I went to Afghanistan. I'm on the Nevada, Missouri Walmart Wall of Heroes. Even got my dress blues on.
If my mother ever distributed my likeness without written authorization, I would disown her.
Technically speaking, Brad, but didn't your biological parents disown you when they put you up for adoption?
Point, Ray. I was one of those unfortunates adopted by upper-middle-class professionals and nurtured in an environment of learning, art, and a socio-religious culture steeped in more than 2,000 years of Talmudic tradition. Not everyone is lucky enough to have been raised in a whiskey tango trailer park by a bow-legged female whose sole qualification for motherhood is a womb that happened to catch the sperm of a passing truck driver.
Brad gets out of the Humvee, taking two packages.
At least my mom took me to NASCAR.
Your dad's a truck driver?
Brad goes over to Poke, who's leaning against the Jeep, gazing pensively into the distance.
You okay?
It's all good, bro.
Hello?
Two young girls are staring at the Marines.
Assalamu alaikum!
Brad smiles and waves, then looks at Poke, whose expression hasn't changed.
That doesn't get you, Poke?
Picking up the two small manila packages, Brad holds them over his head in one hand and begins walking towards the two girls with Poke in tow. The two girls turn to their mother. Then, when Brad kneels down and takes off his helmet, they run over to meet him halfway.
Come on. It'll be good for you.
He hands Poke the packages.
No, Nick.
Assalamu alaikum.
Poke takes out a chocolate bar.
Here. Here you go.
He gives both girls a package, then watches stony-faced as they gleefully run back to their mother.
See? Don't you feel better?
Fuck it, dog. You think giving them some rice and a chocolate bar is gonna fix things?
The girls show their mother the packages. Fick, Gunny, and Mish walk over.
Change of plan. There's a village elder up here providing info on a possible ambush on the road ahead.
Well, let me guess, sir. The plan is for us to drive into it and draw fire.
I'd be happy to know there is no plan for this. Godfather's pulling us back. The RCT is pushing up some LAVs to clear out the ambush. We're staying in a wadi south of the bridge.
Pleasantly surprised, Brad turns around to see Poke staring at the two girls with a faraway look. Yes, LAVs roll past Marines camped in a field.
This is how this ought to be fought. We feel our way up these back roads, generate intelligence, and they send some real ass in to deal with it.
You really believe pulling us back from one ambush represents a change in strategy?
Well, no reason the battalion can't accidentally make a smart decision now and then. I mean, even a broke-ass clock is right twice a day.
What's this I'm hearing about Casey Kasem going around in front of E3s and dudes calling Lieutenant Fick a coward?
Pappy nods, and Kocher bows his head.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Well, at least we ain't in the position of having to babysit our platoon commander.
I heard back in the rear once they had a plan to push Navy psychiatrists forward to combat units. Yeah, scoffed then, but if ever there was a candidate to be locked up in the rubber tent, we know who he is.
Imagine what the doctors would make a rape person.
Need I remind you, he is the best damn RTO in the business. So long as you keep him away from your uglier daughters and your smaller livestock. No. The individual who needs his head examined is the man responsible for taking arguably the finest damn independent recon operators of any military in the world and dropping us in Humvee platoons. to lead a parade of POGS officers and heavily armed subhuman morons like Casey Kasem across Mesopotamia.
Pappy and Kocha reflect soberly.
How much does Uncle Sam spend on us? Jump school, dive school, mountain warfare, ranger school, seer. That's $1 million on average to train up O321s like us.
And here we are. Perfectly tuned Ferraris in a demolition derby.
It sure is in Afghanistan. Any of us have been running our teams in that AO? We sure as shit wouldn't have dropped a bomb on that village like they did this morning.
Gentlemen, to Afghanistan.
Brad raises a bottle of juice and the others tap it with their cups. Two explosions rip through the earth in the distance. Some of the men are sitting on the grass.
Hold what you got, warriors.
Remember Juliet's coming around.
Better watch your face, Ray. Rudy's got the espresso pot brewing.
Yeah, it's obvious I was wrong about invading Iraq from NAMBLA.
Turns out we're actually here to set up a forward Starbucks. I mean, Christ, look, we've already inserted our fruity barista. Thank you very much. Now, all we need is some, like, really shitty fucking music playing, like Norah Jones. A couple of high school girls getting super fat on iced lattes. A homeless guy trying to scam a key to the restroom. And some faggot writing his novel on a laptop.
Dunny, this must steam, Godfather. Letting other guys go into an ambush instead of us?
You know, I've never understood what the whole rush is about in the first place. I mean, there's no doubt America's gonna beat Saddam's military. So why rush this shit?
Yo, Ray. Remember that guy that got his dick cut off and sewed back on? Yeah, John Wayne Bobbitt.
Who's a former Marine?
What other famous Marines were there? Lee Harvey Oswald. That old children's television show host, Captain Kangaroo. He was one. And the guy who climbed the University of Texas clock tower and shot 16 people.
No presidents?
Closest we got was Oswald.
I met John Wayne Bobbitt.
The fuck out of here.
I interviewed him when he was trying to be a porn star. He did this movie where he fucked a midget.
A Marine will fuck anything.
Yeah. No, she was a nice girl, seriously.
Here you go, Gunny.
Thank you, Rude.
Oh, no. Looks like we're in for a cold night by the way that Zoolander's nipples are twisted.
Thanks, Rude.
Let me hook you up, my backwards brother. Pappy.
Always gotta fix you up, pal.
Hey, it looks like you've got some chafing right here from your sappy plate. I've got some emollients in the Humvee. I'll get the Neutrogena. Am I pushing you, my man? Am I going too far? Pappy, you know I love you, brother.
Rudy, you motherfucker, hook me up with some of that sweet November Juliet.
Roger that.
Why November Juliet?
It's like a military phonetic alphabet. You know, Whiskey Tango for white trash.
Yeah, right, I get that. But what does November Juliet stand for?
Everyone looks sheepish until eventually Halsey, the only black Marine in the group, answers the question.
Nigga juice. Beautiful.
Two LAVs lumber by, both of them with wounded Marines lying on their roofs. A medic kneeling over each of them, holding up a drip.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Gentlemen, as you can see...
Godfather pauses as two explosions ring out.
I'm told by the CG that the reason for our chow shortage is that 95% of the 1-mar diff supply train in central Iraq is being allocated to haul artillery rounds to the front. For us tonight, gentlemen, this is good news. We're on a new map sheet. The last for phase 3 of our mission. I can reveal to you tonight that the CG's objective since pushing through Nasiriyah has been this. Al-Qut, here to the east of Baghdad, Al-Qut holds the only major bridge crossing the Tigris. Since the inception of phase 1, CENTCOM has felt the need to control this eastern route to Baghdad. Phase 4, the assault on Baghdad, cannot begin until Marines own Al-Qut and its bridge. Three words. Tempo, tempo, tempo. The swiftness of our advance has succeeded in outpacing the Iraqi military's efforts to organize large-scale resistance. Tonight, Ferrando expects our tempo to increase. This afternoon, Bravo Company exploited the willingness of locals to provide intelligence regarding an enemy ambush. It was good work. No doubt many of you were disappointed when Division sent in the RCT's light armored units to clean them out. By all rights, that should have been our tasker. But it turns out the CG hasn't forgotten about us. We have reports that increasing numbers of paramilitary forces are moving into this area south of Alcut. Tomorrow morning, the RCT will begin its final push to Alcut on the east bank of the canal. Our push begins tonight. We're to advance along the western side of the canal, starting at approximately 2300 hours local time. There's a town here, Muwafaqiya. It's about 4 clicks north of our current position. Soon as we pass Muwafaqiya, we've got 30 clicks of highway to Alcut. This, gentleman, is our happy hunting ground. CG has given us free rein to initiate contact all along this MSR. There's not a Marine on the planet who wouldn't want to be in your shoes tonight, gentlemen.
Looking at the faces of his officers, Godfather nods, dismissing the group. Encino Man to Fick.
Nate. Quick word, please.
Well, it's okay. Actually, it's okay.
They step to one side.
Looks like we're the quarterback again.
Still in the back, man.
Look, Nate, as far as executing this play, are we gonna have any personal issues, Skip?
None of my part, sir.
Grigo wanders over.
I do, however, have an issue with unprofessional conduct of senior enlisted personnel in this company.
Nate, I...
Gunnery Sergeant, you do not fucking come up on a discussion between the captain and myself and speak unless you were spoken to. And nobody fucking spoke to you.
Aye, aye, Lieutenant.
Encino Man looks puzzled.
Sir, I want to be certain that senior enlisted personnel are not speaking for you when airing derogatory opinions about the command of my platoon. If such opinions are yours, then I would ask that you share them directly with me in private.
Opinions.
He glances at Grigo, who looks away, shamefaced.
Anyone who says I have opinions like you said, Nate, he's not on my team.
Very good, sir.
Vic and Encino Man leave Grigo looking humiliated.
Without the right lubricant,
it's the same thing again and again. The sucker just jams.
We'll just have to accept that the only dependable weapon you have up there is your saw.
Hey, hey, hey! You guys, I just did a really dirty thing. You know that picture of Rolling Stone's girlfriend?
I think it's safe to say we all know her intimately at this point.
Well, I got it back from Bravo 3, and I swear to God I was going to give it back to him, but I ran into Wasik on the way over here. I'd trade that bitch for some PEC-2 batteries!
Right, you pimped her out.
She is a dirty little hoochie, isn't she?
Brad grins.
You got it for the thermals?
Jesus, dude. It's a picture of a reporter's girlfriend, not of J-Lo's cum-dripping twat.
Yeah, you're right.
To Hassa.
Walt, get some sleep.
I'm gonna give this another try, Brad. You get some sleep.
Thanks, Walt.
As Ray replaces him in the Humvee, Brad picks up his helmet and checks his watch. Sunset. The air is filled with smoke from distant explosions. Nighttime. A marine appears holding a sack.
What's the challenge and pass?
Diamond! Blue diamond, asshole!
It's Stafford. He runs over to Christensen.
Q-tip, what the fuck?
Had to get medieval on his ass.
What is it?
Don't know. It's got fur, 4 legs, a little bit of meat.
He runs off, leaving Christensen looking perplexed. As far-off explosions light up the horizon, Brad and his men are sleeping on the ground beside the Humvee, underneath some camouflage netting. Ray is awake in the Humvee.
All victors, have team leaders rally up on Hitman 2's victor, over.
Yeah, I copy that.
Brad.
Ray gets out of the vehicle.
Brad, get up.
56 minutes. I've been asleep for 56 minutes.
Team leader meeting.
Brad lifts himself up.
56 minutes in just one dream.
At least you got the dream.
I dreamt I was in Iraq.
Were you naked?
North of our position is the Wild West. We all know we've killed a lot of bad guys already.
Sure. Must be some bad guys and all those women and children we've been stacking along the roads.
Those who remain, gonna take their last stand here.
Brad joins the group.
Bad news is we don't sleep tonight. Good news is we get to kill bad guys. And 60 Mike's Bravo Company and Charlie Company are maneuvering onto the western side of this canal. Our orders are to set up positions as we see fit along the MSR and hunt for paramilitaries operating in the AO. Our goal is to terrorize the Fedayeen, and this platoon will be on point.
Better us than Captain America.
The point is, we are taking the initiative. And they're letting us do it at night, and we have the advantage.
Sir, need I remind you, a lot of that advantage resides in our thermals. We don't have a single working set in the entire platoon.
Brad, we still have our NVGs, PEC-4s, and 17 Bravos.
Yes, sir.
Sir, the regiment is staying on the eastern side of the canal.
Affirmative.
And we got Alpha and H&S staying behind.
We're going lean. We're hunters tonight.
I mean, that's all good, sir, but how are we supposed to get around this bridge in the town up to where the LAVs was fighting?
I'm not going around it. Brad, your team will be leading us across it.
Vic and Brad lock eyes.
Sir, it's my team to do a foot patrol first to get eyes on the bridge. Make sure that the enemy ambush in place has in fact been eliminated.
Negative, Brad.
Reconnaissance, sir. Isn't that what reconnaissance Marines are supposed to do?
Our timetable does not allow for a foot patrol. The chances of a serious threat are extremely low. We've been hitting those ambush points hard all evening.
Sir, if the LAVs are coming back with casualties, how's a Humvee supposed to...
Frankly, gentlemen, I'm not hearing the aggressiveness I'd like.
Vic gets to his feet.
Prepare your teams to step off.
Sir.
Pappy.
The people running this war can fuck things up all they want. And as long as we keep getting lucky and making it through alive, they'll just keep repeating the same mistakes.
Brad gets up without responding. Gunny goes after Vic.
Grab your mag.
Nate.
Vic turns to him.
Our orders are clear. I would not be helping this platoon by questioning him or hesitating in any way. The CO reached out to me. I have to honor that, right?
Gunny considers, then nods slightly. Vic walks away. All around the field, the men check and prep their weapons for combat. They get into their Humvees, the gunners standing on the opened rear section behind their mounted heavy guns. The rest of the men sit inside. Ray climbs behind the wheel of one, with Brad in the passenger seat.
What's our tab with the Cobra escorts?
None. We don't have comms.
Why not?
That would be too easy. I don't know. No one's rogering up on the tabs.
Hey, this is gonna be a short mission, so why don't you stay back here with headquarters?
Okay.
Poke.
Nah. Reporter ain't gonna leave, Brad. If he skips town on us now, he might change our luck. And that could adversely affect our ability to survive and complete this mission.
Are you kidding?
You don't want to make our luck adverse and all, do you, doll?
No.
Make sure your team watches our Mark 19. If we're down, I want Garza to pick up the slack with your 50.
Roger that.
Yeah.
See you on the other side, sucker.
Scribe looks unnerved.
Turn it over, Ray.
On the road again, like a bandit gypsy.
Tell me, stole this.
We're his best friend.
Hey!
Sorry, dude.
Pass me some of your ripped fuel.
Pills.
And I fucking mean it about the country music.
You know, Brad, you're right. Now isn't an appropriate time for country music. I was thinking a little more old school R&B. Because look, I'm Stevie Wonder. Blind as a motherfucker to my piece of shit NVGs.
La 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 la.
All Hitman 2 Victors, this is too actual. We are off the mic.
Scribe stares straight ahead with an uneasy expression.
All right, kids, let's make some money.
Brad rests a scoped rifle on the opened passenger window as they set off. One by one, the vehicles roll into action, their headlights switched off, and their drivers wearing night vision goggles. The military vehicles thunder across the desert at speed. Starting off in single file, they break formation, fanning out across the terrain, kicking up dust as they go. Cast against the charcoal night sky, the vehicle's silhouettes stream across the landscape. Vic.
All Hitman 2 Victors, this is Hitman 2. Increased dispersion, break. Low Illum is restricting our viz on the NVGs, over.
Hitman 2, Hitman 2 3, roger.
Hitman 2, this is Hitman 2 1, Bravo. Roger that.
Hitman 2, this is Hitman 2 2. Solid.
We got the bridge 4 clicks ahead to the west. It'll be a right turn toward the Bridge of Udmit.
Yeah, roger that.
Ray.
Brad. Is that a guardrail on the side of the road?
Brad raises his rifle and checks the road through his green-tinted scope.
It's the shoulder. It slopes. I know you've got no depth perception in those NVGs, but use some common fucking sense in your situational awareness.
It's the way that the fucking ambient light is slanting in. I can't tell if the dark areas are ditches or walls.
Brad.
2-1 Bravo, this is 2-1 Alpha. Someone on your Victor appears to have his IR designator on.
2-1 Alpha, yeah, it's me, Doc.
I got a foot mobile, possible tango, about 1 o'clock, 200 meters out.
Cost on a berm. Over.
Copy that.
Several beams are converging on a bush.
2-1 Bravo, that is a trash bag caught in some kind of scrub brush.
Scribe looks apprehensive.
What's going on?
Nothing. It's for IR lasers. Can't see them without NVGs.
I don't even have a plastic bag to shoot.
Oh, now remember, James. Once you fire a bullet, you can't take it back.
Suddenly, Cobra helicopters appear above them and fire missiles at a target up ahead. Ray adjusts his goggles.
2-actual, this is 2-1, interrogative. Do we have any idea what those Cobras are shooting at?
-2-1, we have no comms with the Cobras, over.
The missiles continue to rain down. Ray adjusts his goggles once more.
Fuck!
Why are we slowing, Ray?
My NVGs keep going off. It's from the fucking flashes from the rockets keep washing them out. I can't see shit.
2-actual interrogative. Are we to continue forward in the area being lit by those Cobras?
2-1, maintain direction and speed. Over.
Roger that.
Cobras are prepping the east side of the river. Over.
Hold your sector.
Suddenly, the Humvees are showered with the spent shell casings of the Cobra's machine gun.
Wolsey, sweep that area with your IR.
Yes.
You alright, Walt?
Nothing. Shell casings hit me.
Ray turns the lead Humvee.
Why are we turning, Ray?
There's a ditch or something in the road. Hey, something's blocking the bridge.
You see it, Walt?
Yeah, it's like a Connex box in the middle of the road.
All Hitman 2 victors be advised. There's an obstacle in front of the bridge. We cannot continue forward. Hitman 2-1, is there any way around it? Negative, Hitman 2, we need to peel.
Ray, I need you to egress immediately. We're in a kill zone here.
Walt, can you see the ditch that I just drove past?
It ain't a ditch. It's like a drain pipe that's been drug on the road.
You have to make a 3-point turn here. Turn around.
I got trees on my left, maybe 5 meters off the road.
The town on the far side of the bridge is being bombed by Cobras as Ray begins to turn.
Hey, Brad! The Spare's vehicle is in front of us. We're fucking boxed in.
Tromley and Hassa are scanning the surrounding area.
Nobody out here.
I got nothing.
2-1 Bravo, this is 2-1 Alpha. We need you to turn around. Over.
2-1 Alpha, this is 2-1 Bravo. 2-2 is blocking us. Over.
Hitman 2-3, this is Hitman 2. We need you to turn around. You're boxing the platoon in. How copy?
Brad spies an Arab man aiming a rocket launcher at the convoy.
Hitman 2-3, our men in the trees.
Contact right!
Contact right!
As Brad takes out the man, the Humvees come under fire from both sides of the road, all hell breaking loose. Scribe can only look on helplessly as the Marines exchange fire, with Brad calmly choosing his targets and picking them off with precision. Through the Americans' night vision goggles, bullets glow like tracer fire, revealing the locations of the enemy targets. A rocket is fired at the convoy. It hits the road. A gunman opens fire from the bridge.
Ray, how's our progress egressing?
All Hitman victors, this is 2-1. Is it at all possible for any of you to back up?
Give it up. It's too trick.
Goddamn Batista. How the fuck would he like it if I joined the Brazilian Marines and only spoke English? Shit, fire!
As some of the Marines train their fire on the bridge, a terrified scribe watches wide-eyed. Suddenly, Ray casually steps out of his Humvee and calls back to the other drivers.
What the fuck? Would you please back the fuck up?
Guards, are we clear?
Not going well!
Ray gets back behind the wheel. A building explodes. Kocher and his team are watching the gun battle from a safe distance.
I can't ID the targets!
Bravo 2 is getting chopped up pretty good.
Like Brad says, stay frosty, gents.
Why the fuck are we just sitting here?
We got a slaughterhouse up there, man!
All guns, hold your fire!
Captain America.
Watch for infiltrators. Be prepared to fire! On my command!
He gives an order to shoot, we'll end up schwacking Bravo 2. Hop back the radios, Dirty.
You got it.
RPG!
A rocket's launched. Hassa takes out the targets taking cover behind sandbags on the bridge.
Hitman 2, this is 2-1. We are unable to move in any direction. Over.
Copy.
This is 2-2. Man down. Sink in. Team 2 has a man down. Over.
Who we got, Pappy?
It's just my foot.
I got you, bro.
Hitman 2, this is Hitman 2. What is your status? I say again, what is the status of your man down? Over.
Pappy's been hit in the foot. A Marine laughs as he shoots a gunman in the head.
Get your magazine! I'm out!
Johnny, we need to withdraw! We need to back it up the way we can!
Suddenly, a blast knocks a Marine onto the deck of a truck.
Your sector!
Get your weapon up!
Pick up your rate of fire! Shift left! Shift left!
Motherfucker! Turn it around! I'll be right back!
Jesus Christ! He's got! Turn it around now!
We engage!
Turn now!
Having gotten out of the truck, Vic runs around to the other vehicles, giving instructions to the drivers.
Roger that!
Barza! My crew back there! Rangers! Coming around! Coming around!
Billy, you need to back it up onto the berm. Hard right, follow Rudy.
Three more.
Rudy, that's Sparrow.
The vehicles begin performing three-point turns.
It's Sparrow. He's trying to turn.
Barza has to look. Sergeant, we're clear to our six.
Reversing over a hump at the side of the road, they turn and head back along the track, driving away from the bridge. Fick runs back to the truck. Gunman runs out onto the road and fires, then gets shot in the back as he tries to retreat. The Marines maintain their fire as they pull out.
This is 2-3. All vehicles are above. Push, push, push!
Having taken heavy casualties, the rest of the enemy soldiers run off into the hills as the American vehicles move away in single file. Brad's wearing the expression of a man in shock as Ray slows the Humvee to a stop and removes his night vision goggles.
Check the tires, Ray.
Brad and Ray get out, leaving Scribe shivering uncontrollably in the back.
Jesus Christ!
Tromley sitting next to him.
Did you know people shiver when they have an excess of adrenaline? Cuts the blood flow or something? They taught us that in SOI.
Is that what happens to you?
No. You get a woody.
Scribe continues to shake.
Happy man. I'm so sorry.
Rude.
Yeah.
Where's my coat?
Sergeant Patrick, you late for your medevac.
Rudy gives him a tin.
All right, go.
Good luck, Pat. I got you covered.
The Humvee pulls off, and Rudy watches it drive away with concern. Fick walks over to him.
Your team leader now.
Rudy just looks at him.
Get your Victor up. We're moving out again soon.
Vic bumps into Stafford and Christensen, who are both looking pleased with themselves.
LT, sir.
He refused to get Casabat.
I don't want him here if he's combat ineffective.
Well, I took an inch of shrapnel out of his thigh, but it missed the femoral artery.
He tourniqueted himself, sir. Got back up on his weapon and returned fire.
Boom, boom, I was taking niggas out with a flurry of buckshot.
Sir.
Vic looks at Doc, who nods.
Scrooby, sir.
Standing by their Humvee, Brad and Ray look on impassively as a group of LAVs take up positions at the edge of a field and open fire with their heavy artillery at distant targets. They're joined by Polk, who looks at Brad, then shakes his head disapprovingly.
The Great Destroyers.
Yeah, LAVs rock.
Pouring down hate and discontent like a motherfucker.
Brad looks unmoved.
Keep your team ready, Pope. LT wants us Oscar Mike when they finish.
When they finish fucking shit up, there might not even be a bridge.
Brad picks up his rifle, and he and Ray get into the Humvee.
We're linking up with Bravo 3 ahead. They're on point.
All right.
I want 50 meters between their last Humvee and ours.
Why aren't they sending the tanks over the bridge first?
Because they don't know how strong the bridge is, if it'll even hold tanks.
What if it's mined?
That's exactly why they're sending us. I mean, come on, dude. You don't want to risk a $5 million tank when you can send a piece of crap Humvee.
All Hitman 2 victors. Hitman 3 is Oscar Mike ahead of us. Let's move out.
Let's go.
Wake up, Trombley.
Trombley's been sleeping in the back seat. Ray reverses the Humvee up a hump, then gets them moving.
All Hitman Victors, this is Hitman. Warpig
Vega suppressed targets at the bridge, and tanks have blown the barriers at the bridge approach. Over.
This is Hitman 3. Roger that.
Hitman, this is Hitman 2 actual. Roger that.
Two Humvees begin speeding across the bridge, only to come under fire from gunmen running across a smaller parallel bridge. An explosion blows one of the men over the edge. The lead Humvee's gunner is training his fire on the road ahead. The vehicle just manages to clear a crater it drives over. The second Humvee isn't so lucky and comes to a sudden halt. The lead vehicle continues.
All Hitman 3 victors. Vehicle 2 is stuck. Over.
Put it in 4 mode. Get the fuck out of here.
He's not going in. Piece of shit, Humvee.
Hitman, this is Hitman 3. Relay to Twisted. Good effects on target. Break. RPG team destroyed. Over.
Hitman 3, this is Hitman. Solid copy. Roger on relay.
In range 4-1, established H.A. Susan. Still waiting for BDA.
Twisted copies. Stand by.
In range 4-1, RPG team destroyed. In range 4-1, copies all. 0+4, 5, time on
2 actual, this is 2-1. We have 4 Hitman 3 victors halted on the bridge.
This is Hitman 2 actual. Solid copy.
Brad eyes the stranded Humvee.
Did one of their Humvees make it?
Hitman 3, this is Hitman 3-2. We're in the town. We observe no enemy activity this time.
Right.
We're still trying to locate a route through. Movement's restricted due to bomb debris. Over.
Coach's Humvees driving amongst destroyed buildings.
Hitman 3, you copy my last?
Redmond, how close is Hitman 3?
The gunner's clotheslined by a low overhead wire.
He ain't bleeding. His neck don't look broken. We lost a platoon.
All Hitman Victor! This is Hitman 3 actual!
This is Hitman 3 actual! The bridge is partially destroyed! They're trapped!
I say again, we are fucking trapped!
Militarily speaking, Conker, ain't we the only ones that are trapped?
Back the fuck up.
The driver does as ordered, reversing between burning buildings and piles of rubble. Major Ekloff strides purposefully to Brad's passenger window.
Who's Hitman actual?
That was her. Roll it over to company.
Ekloff marches over to Encino Man, who's on a radio.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph, I got some good men tying in there. Hold your sectors, men.
Break, break. Hitman 2, Hitman 2, we need to back these Humvees out
here. Give me your radio.
Do you think one thing I've learned in Ranger School is
that
we must seize the initiative. Keep your eyes on those reeds. They could be massing a suicide RPG team as we speak. We don't know. Any movement in there, you...
Silencing Captain America, Ekloff goes back to Encino Man.
What the hell is going on here?
We're the stuck vehicle, it... stuck.
I got my best Marines cut off in that town. Dying in there!
Craig, Godfather needs to unfuck this clusterfuck now.
Encino Man looks uncertain.
We need to think of this as a defensive line. And a goal line stand. And you're the offense, Craig. You need to be a hard charger here. Put some fucking muscle into it.
Getting the message, Encino Man grins knowingly, then gets to his feet.
Men! Over here!
They gather in front of the stuck Humvee.
2-minute warning, guys! 2-minute warning!
Encino Man and Grigo take hold of the front of the Humvee and rock it up and down until eventually the driver's able to reverse it out of the crater.
Yeah!
Yeah!
They high-five.
Yeah! Dude, this is Hitman. Bridge now clear.
Sir,
return.
You did a favor by taking my radio from
Hitman, we're retrograding. ETA 1 mic. Routed
to
town is only restricted this time. Over.
This is the end zone!
Out.
Woo! Woo! Yeah! Go yellow jackets!
How's it feel now, you filthy motherfuckers? Goddamn dirty Haji motherfuckers trying to fuck with me. Fuck you! That's what you get when you try to ambush Marines, motherfucker! You get dead! Son of a bitch!
Ah! It's the next morning. Having been gathering the machine guns of the dead enemy soldiers, Captain America throws them off the bridge into the river below. Just then, two Humvees pull up, godfathers amongst the officers who climb out of them. The bodies of dead gunmen are strewn across the ground, all of them wearing casual civilian clothing. Something catches Eklof's eye. He crouches down beside a man with love tattooed on his right hand.
Sir, get a load of this.
And it looked like Iraqi regulars. Looks like he could have been a college student.
Kocha looks down at a man lying on his back with a bloodied leg and moves his face with his boot.
We got a wounded enemy.
Shoot him!
Captain America rushes over while Godfather stands over the man, then turns to a call man.
Can you help this man?
He could be booby-trapped, sir.
I'll search him, sir.
Kocha empties the man's pockets.
Because of this dying motherfucker and his dead friends, we're 8 hours behind schedule.
Godfather walks away as Kocha removes the man's watch.
Look at this motherfucker.
Roll him over and check his back.
He's all yours, Doc.
Kocha's holding a wallet, a passport, and some pills as Vic, Gunny, and Mish come over. He hands the pills to Mish.
Amphetamine. Pretty high-grade shit.
Mish looks in the wallet.
Dude. These are Syrian pounds. Syrian passport.
Kocha stamps on the watch.
Ahmed Al-Zari, born in Damascus, age 26, entered Iraq, March 23.
It's 3 days after we came.
His address in Iraq is the Palestine Hotel in Baghdad. Restaurant is 2-star, but room service is out of this world. And if you go around the corner, there's a club where the ladies go. Just say you're a friend of Uday's.
What does the rest of it say?
Purpose for entering Iraq, jihad. He put jihad as passport control. That's some wicked shit. Some evil doing shit, if you ask me, man.
They're coming here to fight us. Wonder if President Bush will ever find out about this. This is what the president's been talking about with the war on terrorists. This is why we're here.
Vic looks dubious.
Is he here?
The Marines are back at the field. A man tosses shell casings out of the back of a truck. A scribe walks across the short grass, casually taking in the scene. Stafford and Christensen are cooking a small animal on a spit. Scribe walks over.
Yo.
Christensen offers him some meat.
Oh man, fuck it up.
Taking it from him, Scribe takes a bite and winces. Poke walks over.
Man, who's been trained to ignore pain? To ignore weather.
What the fuck is wrong with you, dog?
Anything that would make a billion
views. What is it with you white boys? Leave you alone for 10 minutes, you go out, load of the flies and shit.
Well, Rambo.
Scribe offers him the meat, and he stomps off.
What up, y'all?
Holy fucking shit, dude.
Ray spots a bullet hole in his windscreen.
Unreal. Rude, check it out. Look, I'm you. Here, dead. Alive. Dead here.
Now I'm alive. I'm dead. Alive. Dead.
Ray, what's your point?
Just trying to cheer you up, brother.
Rudy's not amused.
Fucking unreal. Putting you in Trombley's seat when we move out. Need some rest.
I'm okay, Brad.
Trombley slept a couple hours last night. You didn't. I want you some shade inside the Humvee.
Poke.
Hey, LT's boys are eating some weird-ass meat over there. It's like Jeffrey Dahmer's picnic. Makes you appreciate shit. Makes you appreciate shit like... good old-fashioned, chunk-formed meat patties.
He's brought food packages.
Yo, that was some fucking true Iceman shit you pulled last night. Your superhuman powers of observation saved the whole platoon. Shit, Doc. They thought they were gonna get the drop on the Iceman? Fuck no. The Iceman can see you before you even know you're there.
Those guys were untrained amateurs.
Oh, yeah? How come we didn't see him?
Not as good as me.
Brad looks at his food.
What kind of goddamn sadists work at the MRE factory? 10 days, nothing but peanut butter.
What the fuck am I gonna get a jalapeno and cheese? I'm allergic to peanuts.
Doc.
How's everybody doing? Well, just the same every day now. Dig a hole, eat, kill.
And jack off. And now I have some sleep in the mix.
Doc bows his head.
You know, the funny thing is, I would have done anything to save those shepherds that Trombley hit. Yesterday I must have killed 2. Maybe 3 guys. I don't feel nothing.
Me neither, Doc. I shot some motherfucker right in the grave. Saw the back of his head bust off. I don't feel nothing. Is this how true warriors feel?
Don't fool yourself. We aren't being warriors out here. We're just using us as machine operators. Semi-skilled labor.
TL's over here.
Just about ready, sir.
Brad and Poke get to their feet and join the rest of the team leaders as they gather around Vic.
The news on Pappy is good. This morning he was taken to the RCT shock trauma where they loaded him onto a bird. He's on his way to a Navy hospital in Spain. Back at Camp Matilda, Pappy once said, "Don't pet a burning dog." I had no idea what he meant by that until 12 hours ago. Last night we pet a burning dog. I know it. You know it. There's no use in pretending we didn't.
That's very astute, sir.
Vic glares at Brad.
Step off in 30 minutes.
Our route is taking us to the center of Mwafakia, a town we almost made it through last night.
But isn't the bridge damaged, sir?
Here's an alternate route.
The team leaders reflect.
I think we can take it from here, sir.
Thank you, gents.
All right, I got new map sheets of the AO.
We did, pet a burning dog.
More ways than one.
Those jihadists who attacked us? Isn't this the exact opposite of what we want to have happen here? It's all on that guy's passport. 2 weeks ago, he was still a student in Syria. He wasn't a jihadi until we came to Iraq.
Gunny meets Vic's impassioned gaze with an impassive stare, then spits on the ground. A convoy of Humvees and trucks is making its way along a desert trail. With Ray driving beside him, Brad scans the surrounding area with his gun pointing out of the passenger window.
Hitman 2, something is loose in your vehicle. Roger that.
Ray, in about one click, we'll hit the cutoff to the town.
Scribe.
Why didn't we go this way last night?
Not thinking military, dude. See,
Bypassing the ambush is just what the ambushers expected us to do.
Scribe grins.
Well, if they expected us to bypass them, why'd they set up the ambush?
Because they're not professional military.
Slow down, Ray.
There are men up ahead.
Shit. Those could be more the dudes we fought last night.
They're standing by the side of the road, waving their hands over their heads.
Hitman 2, this is 2-1. On our 2 o'clock, we're passing a group of foot mobiles. All male, early 20s, definitely not from around here. I strongly request permission to set up a snatch mission on them. I'll copy.
Stand by.
The men have weapons.
This is 2 actual. A request for a snatch has been denied. Over.
Roger. Thanks for trying.
Jesus, look at all that ordnance.
A mortar launcher.
This looks like Jihad Central.
All Hitman 2 victors, we are to proceed to our objective as per Godfather's orders.
They continue along the road. The convoy enters the town to a scene of devastation. Buildings have been razed to the ground, and bodies lie amongst piles of rubble and the mangled wreckage of civilian vehicles. Scribe eyes 2 bodies at the side of the road.
All Hitman 2 victors, this is Hitman 2. Hold your sector.
It's weird. We had one guy get shot in the foot and another guy take a little bit of shrapnel in the leg, and we level half of the town.
Haji's gotta learn.
2 more corpses are lying beside one another on the ground. Fick.
Hitman 2-1, the MSR that we're blocking is on the northeast corner of the town. Push through to that point. Over.
Copy that. Ray, push through to the edge of town. We're setting up a roadblock.
A local man pleads with the Marines. 2 Iraqi men are sifting through rubble as the convoy passes an apartment building riddled with holes.
Hey, you got that camera working again? I thought that shit was dead.
Yeah.
Lily's filming the journey. Some of the vehicles break off from the convoy. A residential road.
We got Team 3 accompanying engineers to check out a Bath military installation.
Cool, cool.
A group of young boys are slowly approaching.
We got kids up the alley.
Don't shoot. Just curious.
Brad smiles and waves. At a local school, Steintoff's looking on as 2 Marines wire up a stockpile of weapons with explosives in a classroom. Halsey enters.
Republican Guard took over every classroom.
Now we get to blow up a school. This is every fourth grade boy's fantasy.
We know kids were here till February.
Drawings of Valentine's Day.
Now that's freaky tea.
Yeah, why these kids draw little girls with blonde hair?
Saddam was even trying to steal our holiday.
That's fucking twisted.
Outside, Poke spots some men leaving the area.
Oh shit. I don't like him civilians flee, dog.
He walks away from Brad, just as Fick strides over.
Brad. Misha's debriefed some locals, say the jihadists are planning to attack us with suicide bombers. As soon as Team 3 gets back, we're clearing the town and pushing north.
Roger that, sir.
What are you doing with that smoke grenade?
What we discussed yesterday, sir. New procedure for stopping cars. Charlie's already started using blue smoke.
I don't like this, Brad.
Sir, we fired the smoke grenade 100 meters distant. And if it's bad guys, we still have time to light them up.
We got reports of suicide bombers.
Sir, We can still kill the cars that don't stop. This just gives civilians a chance. Now I'm asking, sir. You do have power with this.
Vic considers for a moment.
All right.
We got a vehicle!
A civilian car turns into the road and stops. All the Marines aim their weapons at the vehicle.
Don't fire unless they drive through! And I give the order.
Brad fires a blue smoke grenade, and the car performs a hasty U-turn.
Turn them, Sergeant!
Oh, shit. Obvious motherfucker.
The car disappears around a corner. Scribe and Brad both look pleased.
All Hitman 2 Victor, this is Hitman 2 3. Control debt in 10, 9,
8, 7, we got a control 6, debt in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
A fiery explosion rises up from behind the school. Doc shakes his head.
Why'd we leave all that ordnance out in the field if we're going to blow up the only school in this town? Am I missing something?
Another car turns into the road.
Got another one coming at us.
The men raise their weapons, and Brad fires off another smoke grenade. The car jerks forward a couple of feet, and Hassa opens fire.
Fuck wall!
He's hit the windscreen.
You didn't even fire a warning shot! That was a wounding shot, motherfucker!
A man with a shoulder wound flees the car, aided by another man. Hassa looks shaken.
You okay?
Car kept coming.
Yeah.
Brad puts an arm around him.
Come on.
And leads him over to a Humvee.
Sit down.
Vic walks away.
It's all right.
Garza looks through binoculars at the car. The driver's been shot in the face and killed.
Holy shit, check it out!
Tromley raises his binoculars.
It's like some real Rob Zombie shit, man. Nice shooting.
Hassa looks white as a sheet.
We're just doing our jobs.
Hassa takes little reassurance. Looking at him with concern, Brad casts his eyes towards the car, then steps forward and raises his rifle to look at the dead driver through his scope. Vic gets on the radio.
All headmen victors. The battalion has cleared Mwafakia. We're to advance up to Al-Qud immediately.
Brad glances at Hassa, staring blankly into space, then looks back at the car.
Come on up. We're Oscar Mike.
He walks over to his Humvee.
We're Oscar Mike!
Four two niner. I'll copy.
Solid copy. Do you have any remarks? Over.
A-Firm. Remarks. All personnel appear to be on guard. Very weak posture. Over.
Roger. Solid copy on all. Brown Horse out. Godfather, Godfather. This is Raptor. Stand by for salute report. Over. Raptor, this is Godfather. Send your traffic. Over. Roger. Line Sierra. Four enemy personnel. Break. Line Alpha, holding what appears to be LPOP's vicinity, MSR, south of Alcoot. Break. Line Lima, Papa Victor, 549er, Tree, Niner 4. How copy so far? Over. Solid copy so far. Over. Roger. Line Uniform, unknown at this time. Line Tango, Tree, April, 1700 Zulu, 2003. Break. Line Echo, 4 AK-47s, web gear, 6 AK mags per, over.
Solid copy, break. Do you have any remarks, over?
A-Firm, stand by to copy, remarks, over.
Roger, standing by to copy.
Remarks as follows, all 4 personnel were found posted along northern running MSR. Appeared to be LPOP, 2 personnel had red and green pop-up flares. No communications or night vision were found, over.
Roger. Godfather copies. Break. Bring EPWs to be processed at the CP after field interrogation. Godfather out.